This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats in trouble, na 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 na. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I told you guys that we got a lot to discuss, and impeachment was a bunch of the first hour, and I want to talk about the Democrats this hour. But I do want to follow up a little bit on impeachment, because I've made some predictions. I predicted that the impeachment vote will not occur. It hasn't. I don't believe it will. I still stick to that. I said I don't believe Biden would be, or Warren, or Kamala Harris would be the Democrats' nominee for president. I stick to that. I predicted that Buttigieg might be it, not because he's such a stellar candidate, but because I had a gun to my head and they said, Kevin, pick. And I went, well, I don't think it's going to be any of the mainstream candidates. It's probably going to be somebody we at least expect. And since they haven't, put in an official LGBT, even though Barack Obama was one of the B's in LGBT, I believe they'll want to run with somebody kind of fresh and new, and it'll be Buttigieg. I predicted that. Now, that's one that's subject to change. I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be any of the mainstreamers. So there you have it. So I've made a few predictions. I made some predictions that the Mueller report, having Mueller testify, would backfire. I made a prediction that doing impeachment would be a huge backfire for the Democrats. I made a prediction that the stock market would easily bust through 28,000 before the election, which it did, and it's withdrawn a bit, but it'll be over 28,000 at election time. And I even said, don't be shocked if it's tonight at 29,000. I said these things. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's another thing I'll tell you. If the Democrats left Donald Trump alone and actually partnered with him to make America great again, or keep America great, which is the new tagline for 2020, he would be at 80% approval. The Democrats are actually very smart not to let this happen. They know if they tell you the truth about Donald Trump, that he's not a racist, that he's not a sexist, a sectionalist. He does not like sectionals. He only wants a love seat and a sofa. No, he's not a sexist. He's not homophobic. He's not Islamophobic. He's not any of those things. In fact, he only cares about helping this country be better. If they got behind him in his policies, and this world would be safer, America would be safer, everybody would be better off. It's really that simple. They can't let that happen. And let me tell you, they have thrown everything at this dude but the kitchen sink. And no, I even think they threw the kitchen sink. And Donald Trump just goes, psst. He's like Superman. He walks into it. He's like police. He runs towards trouble. I tell people this all the time. As a fighter, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but as soon as somebody's ready to strike, if you strike simultaneously, then you're actually in better shape. It isn't, obviously you can get out of the way and you can run. But I'm saying if you're going to get hit, the best thing to do is move towards the punch. And if you're a fighter, you get what I'm saying. If you take away the guy's angle where he wants to hit you, and because you've shortened it, and then you get to get your lick in as well. It's a good strategy. I've used it many times. In many cases, you avoid his punch and end up getting your punch. And that's what Donald Trump does. He runs towards the trouble. He says, I'm stepping in to punch. I'm not blocking. I'm not moving out of the way. I'm just going to step in and punch. Boom. And what he does, if you're smart about it, you punch and evade simultaneously. I'd have to show you what I'm talking about, but people that do train in any type of pugilism, you understand you can't avoid the punch and deliver a punch at the same time. It happens all the time, and that's what Trump is beautiful at. So anyway, I said Pelosi's not going to take a vote. I've said this all along. Democrats push impeachment farce as far as they could because here's what they hoped. They hoped Trump would back down, or they hoped he would make a mistake, or they hoped they could gain some level of momentum that would let him continue down the track, down the track. Pelosi didn't want impeachment, and she's smart for not wanting impeachment, but she got backed into a corner. People, forces more powerful than she, said, let's run with this. And they did. But Trump wasn't going to back down. Most other people would have backed down. You know why? Because they would have had some dirt. They would have said, we got you, man. You took money. You did this. You got women. You did that. You got a Guatemalan midget pregnant. I know you did, and you don't want the word getting out because Kevin Jackson will talk about you. They have something on everybody in D.C. And that was a problem. But it ain't a problem for Trump. Trump's like, I'm the most vetted president in history. You know every piece of dirt about me. You want to know why? Because my Republican Party challengers, 18 of them, dug up every piece of dirt. Then the Democrats took it and said, ooh, he's got a lot of dirt. Let's make him our guy. And they targeted him. And Donald Trump said, you got it all. But you know what you don't have? You don't have all the dirt on Biden. There's a lot more dirt to be discovered on Biden. There's a lot more dirt to be discovered on Elizabeth Warren. A lot more dirt to be discovered on Bernie Sanders and many others. If you don't believe me, here's what I'll tell you. Bernie Sanders was number one in the 2016 race with Hillary Clinton. I don't think many people will deny that. He was headed for a victory. They rigged the superdelegates so Hillary would win. Bernie sold out, end of story. But he should have been number one coming in, right? But he's not. I talked the other day. Bernie's big complaint, it's rigged. The system's rigged. They're not letting me in. They're not letting me play. It's not fair. The media's not treating me this way. They don't want to hear my view. No, they don't. It is rigged. It's rigged against you, Bernie. They don't want you. Now, I said Bernie should fight back by doing what Trump... The system was rigged against Trump. The system was rigged. To a degree, it still is. People still don't want Trump in there. But if it's rigged, you know what Trump said? I'll unrig it. I'll show you what a leader does. I will blow up the system. And that's what he's done. And he's blown up the impeachment system. He's blown up the D.C. swamp. He's draining that swamp. And the reason why he's the last man standing and will be is because he's a fighter. He's not going to give up. He's pure of heart. Americans know Trump's not in this for personal gain. They know the Democrats are going to continue this coup, though. And it will fail because they have a major problem. Trump's performance. We went over this record for November. You think it's going to be any worse next year?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are increasingly taking aim at each other, trying to draw distinct differences in a still crowded field. But the newest candidate is already under fire, forced to explain some of his comments less than 2 weeks after he launched his campaign.
This morning, Michael Bloomberg facing new accusations of being racially out of touch.
Cory Booker endorsed me a number of times, and I endorsed Cory Booker a number of times. Mm-hmm. He's very well spoken. He's got some good ideas.
A former New York City mayor with that controversial remark in his first major interview since joining the presidential race. Senator Cory Booker saying he was taken aback, but telling our Rachel Scott that Bloomberg has since reached out.
Whoever is our nominee should not have to be explained to about why comments like that can be found to be so offensive to a very important part of our constituency.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That level of crazy, I don't even understand. Let me just help break this down for you. Bloomberg makes a comment. He says, yeah, Cory Booker, he's very well-spoken, blah, blah, blah. And Cory Booker, that kind of language, what kind of language? How many? Have you met someone and you said, "Oh my gosh, you know, I was at an event and I met this guy who was so well spoken." That's a compliment. But suddenly, that's negative. Oh, what's he saying? Black people can't be well spoken. Yeah, some black people are not well spoken. Some white people are not well spoken. Some Asians are not well spoken. There are people that I know are extremely smart, extremely bright. They're not well spoken. You ask them about math or physics or whatever, and they know a lot. I'm not even talking about the intellect. I'm just saying they can't convey a thought in a way that you go, wow, that's really, you know, amazing. You know, they were so clear and concise. And there is nothing wrong with saying well-spoken, unless you're a Democrat. Barack Obama. Hey, look, don't misunderstand me. When they say, oh, he's articulate and clean. If he had said, well, he's very articulate, you can't say that word anymore to black folks because now it's a trigger. Look, if you want to say I'm well-spoken, if you want to say Kevin Jackson is articulate, you got my permission. This is the world leftists live in. But that clip gets even better because Bloomberg, who, by the way, I told you guys, would get no traction. People are like, oh, Bloomberg, he'll put up a pretty serious fight. He's got a lot of money. I don't care if Bloomberg was worth $200 billion. And he could give everybody $50,000 to vote for him, he still wouldn't win. It takes more than that. And that's what vexes the left. They don't understand what is it that Trump has. Trump has two things. Let me tell you right now, he's got two things going for him. One, he's coming off on the heels of one of the most ineffective, supposedly articulate and clean people on the face of the planet, who did nothing for America, particularly black America, and Donald Trump is doing something. That is huge. And secondly, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He knows how to leverage your inactivity, do something positive, and then say, see how he did nothing and I did something? The gap for that is bigger than you can even imagine. See, it's one thing to be incrementally better than somebody, but when this dude is a complete failure and you are a rock star, you have made the widest chasm between. There are Democrats going, man, I voted for Barack Obama. I've talked to him, so don't tell me they don't exist. They hated it. Anyway, here's the rest of this clip.
Bloomberg now on defense.
I probably shouldn't have used the word, but I can just tell you he is a friend of mine and he is a Rhodes Scholar.
The campaign heating up with the Iowa caucuses less than 2 months away. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Mayor Pete Buttigieg locked in an escalating war of words.
So you wouldn't call it a feud, a beef, a rivalry?
I call it a competition. Look, everybody running for president needs to be able to explain why each of us is better than the others.
Warren taking shots at Mayor Pete for his closed-door fundraisers.
Senator Warren, you said that you wouldn't bash your fellow Democrats in the race, and yet you've called out Mayor Pete Buttigieg by name on a variety of issues. Are the gloves off now?
No, I just see this. Look, from the very beginning when I got in this race, what was important to me is the issue of corruption. And the way we build a grassroots movement is not by going behind closed doors, selling access to time, giving special titles and special access to bundlers.
Buttigieg arguing Warren had attended similar events in the past.
She was for it before she was against it.
In Iowa, Joe Biden barnstorming the state on his no malarkey bus, still answering questions over this fiery exchange.
You're selling access to the president just like he was. So
you're a damn liar, man. That's not true.
That voter attacking Biden about his age and his son Hunter, the former vice president now expressing just one regret.
I probably shouldn't have challenged him to push-ups.
And back to Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's addressing a growing chorus of questions about his work overseas with a prestigious consulting firm called McKinsey & Company. We know very little about his time there, but Buttigieg says he's now urging McKinsey to release him from a non-disclosure agreement along with a full list of his clients.
Great reporting there, and I've seen some reporting indicating that progressives are about to launch a pretty big attack on Buttigieg because they are worried about him from the left flank of the party.
There is a big divide within the party right now.
Yep.
A
little bit of Democrat infighting going on, huh? Yeah, they all have their issues, people. All of them. Every single one of them. He says, and I love when Bloomberg comes back and says, well, maybe I shouldn't have used that word. What word? Well spoken? Wow. And then they talk about that was controversial. The article goes on, Warren and Buttigieg in a war of words. And then Buttigieg says, no, it's just competition. Here's what's funny. The Democrats want to be jovial and act as if they all get along with one another. In fact, they don't. That is what I keep trying to explain to people. They do not get along with one another. It is a scam. It is a front. And if you think that they're going to, they've already done it. I mean, we talked about Harris going after Joe Biden on his racism. You think that's over? By the way, they found a clip of Joe Biden supposedly praising the Confederate flag. Who do you think dug that up? You think it was Republican operatives? You think the Trump team went out looking for this? It was probably a Democrat that dug this stuff up. Probably Tulsi Gabbard. She's been able to get to some of these people in a great way. She is probably one of the main reasons Harris didn't get any traction outside of Harris herself. Tulsi's number one or number two. And others that have fallen by the wayside. They can't get traction. I've talked about these two multi-billionaires. Pardon me. They could buy their way into the election and they can't get any traction. It's not as easy as you think. Trump says, I make cool look easy. But here's Warren, still on the campaign stump, apologizing for lying about her heritage. Here it is. Oh, you know what? We'll come back in with it. But she's still apologizing for this. And I want to, when we do come back, I also want to talk about these fundraisers she said she wouldn't attend.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says he believes the FBI may have operated in bad faith when it investigated the Trump campaign.
The heart of the IG's report really focused on how the investigation was conducted once it got going, and that is especially the very serious abuses of FISA that occurred.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Now, Barr says U.S. Prosecutor John Durham will have the last word on the matter and stood by his statement that he does believe the Trump campaign was spied upon. Two police officers are being treated in an ongoing active shooter situation in Jersey City, New Jersey. One officer was said to be shot in the shoulder. This eyewitness tells Fox News.
Been going on now for an hour. Every now and then you'll hear some random shooting.
A dozen schools in the area are on lockdown due to the entire situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to get back to Democrat woes, Democrat infighting here in just a second, but I want to break in and talk about Donald Trump's polling, his numbers. And I said earlier in the broadcast that Democrats are smart to keep their lying skank campaign going, because if they tell you the truth about Donald Trump, his approval numbers will be in the 80% range. There's just too much going on. If you just looked at November numbers, which, by the way, we've averaged 205,000 new jobs every month for this year. Well over 2 million jobs created. 7.2 million since Donald Trump took office. 3.1% gain, I believe, in wage increases or something along these lines. I mean, just every indicator going through the roof. You're in the stock market, you're making money. Just following the index funds. You don't have to do anything special. And I gave you the numbers earlier in the week. 19, 20, almost 30-point gain in NASDAQ if you just have your money parked there. It's crazy. People's wages rising, job ability to change a job and get a better living. Number of companies that have gone beyond $15 an hour as minimum wage, not even being forced. Just saying, we're going to that anyway. We're making money. We're doing well. Donald Trump bringing money into... I just want you to understand, the Democrats stopped the nonsense. Started becoming more fiscally responsible. Started playing game ball with the president. Holding these countries' feet to the fire on our trade debt. Just our trade deficit alone would be a huge contribution back to the economy. If they just played ball there. Nancy Pelosi doesn't even want to pass trade bills because in doing so, it would help President Trump. Ergo, it would help Americans, which means she'd lose power. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. So, I would suggest Nancy Pelosi answer the next wake-up call and heed these poll numbers. Americans have responded, folks. They do not believe in the nonsense of impeachment. And this report that I read, it was on CNS News, showed that the president gained strength after impeachment. The same day that she announced they were going to proceed with the articles of impeachment, the president's approval jumped to 52%, the highest level it had been in more than 2 months, and he's only been higher one time, and it was at 53%. 52%, which means it's probably 58%, because there's always a plus or minus. This is the biggest backfire in history, and I'm telling you, I don't know. I know there are people out there, Kevin, and when are we going to start seeing people get arrested? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I believe it's all God's plan. I believe it's God's providence that Donald Trump got elected, gets reelected, and we are going to see justice finally in this nation. That's what I think. I'm not changing. I made a lot of predictions, and most of them, outside of Romney winning, which I still think he won, but I'm kind of glad he didn't, and I bet many of you feel the same way, but that was the one that I lost. Most of the other ones, I've been pretty much on. The midterms, I'm thinking about ones I lost. The midterms, I still think we were cheated out of the midterms. I believe that wholeheartedly. But I'll fall on the sword. I said we were going to win the House, keep the House. And we didn't. It would have been against all odds. The fact that Donald Trump didn't lose the House by bigger margins is the victory to some degree. I mean, it isn't for me. I'm not trying to make an excuse. But I'm just saying it is a victory of sorts. Certainly keeping the Senate. Can you imagine if the Democrats control the Senate right now, what would be happening? Can you imagine Senate hearings along the lines of the farce of the House hearings? Rasmussen, 52% of U.S. voters approve of the president's job performance, 47% disapprove. 3-point improvement from the previous day. At 52%, high since September of 24th, where he had 53% approval. But the next one, is the one, well, and they break it out, men versus women. More women disapprove 53% of the president than approve 46%. 46% is probably a game. I think men realize the war against men that is being waged by the left. And I think pretty soon, disapproving women of Trump are going to realize the war against men, against their fathers, their husbands, and their sons, and they're going to come over. But here's the one that I got. They said, I love this part. Here's how they wrote it. Only 31% of black likely voters voiced approval of Trump, as 67% disapproved. Now, in the normal statistical world, that might be, you know, a big deal. But 31% of blacks voting for Trump is Armageddon for the Democrats, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm taking a lot of credit for that. My team is taking credit for that. But some of that. I mean, not all of it. But here's what I like. They said 61% of all other minority voters approved of Trump, while only 38% disapproved. A net positive among white voters, 53% to 46%. And 61% of other minorities, this is Latinos, Asians, Guatemalan midgets, all of them, approve of Trump over disapproval. Guys, these are stark numbers for the Democrats, and they better pay attention. They better pay attention. Here's another story. Failing to address millennials could cost Dems the election. Now, here's where you get into these special interest groups. This is what I love about Trump. I mean, is he addressing special interest to a degree? Sure. He talks about the black vote, the women, and all that. You got to play the game. But when you look at the overarching picture, it's make America great again. You American? It's going to be great for you. You're going to like winning. That strategy is the best strategy. People ask me, Kevin, how do you feel about the LGBT? I go, I hope that they find happiness and they can get out of the American dream what they want. But if you ask me if I want to focus on their sexuality, I disagree with their sexuality. But I don't really care. They disagree with mine, obviously. I don't think they really care. I'm not sitting around going, I love that America's doing great, but I hate that it's doing great for the LGBT community. Said no conservative ever. I was listening to this kid, his name is Kingface. He was talking about, Donald Trump is making America great for racists. And he says he's making America great for black people. If racists get the benefit of it, I don't really care. See, that's an evolved mind. A person says, I don't care. It's benefiting all of us. And you know what happens with racists and all these other ist as things improve for them? They find happiness. They find the thing that gets their mind off of whatever the issue was that made them racist or sexist or whatever ist that they have. And they start enjoying life. And suddenly, things have changed. So, look, there are many people who are wallowing in misery under Obama. And under Trump, they don't complain. You won't even know what their issue was. Man, can't pay these bills. You know, this and the other. But when they're doing fine, man, I started my business. In other words, if you focus on pessimism, there's a lot to complain about. But when you got something good, hey, man, I started my business, things are going good, you could have two different conversations with people that you know over the Obama economy versus Trump economy. People that were, man, I still can't find a job. Man, jobs out there are tough. Now, yeah, man, I got hired and then shoot. Now, I said, get this, Kev. I put in my resume, and before I could even get a job, I had three offers in the same day. I was trying to figure out which one to take, but I took this one. You happy? Man, I love my job. Love this job. Two different conversations, two different universes, two different ecosystems, two very different people. Two different people that have created different circumstances. That's what's going on. So anyway, they're talking about these millennials, and they say, failing to address millennials could cost Democrats the election. And here's what the guy writes. When boomers, mostly in legacy media, write articles about millennials, they often sound as if they're explaining petulant teenagers. Millennials are not teens. They're in the range now from 22 to 40. While many of them are struggling to carve out a place for themselves in the workforce, their boomer parents have been reluctant to leave. They're also deciders, emergent masterminds, and power brokers for politics and the economy. They're often the ones green-lighting your creative content, rejecting your budget, setting the political conversation based on their analytics. It's important to keep them in mind going into the presidential election year because age and generation will define this election as much as any factor, but not in predictable ways. Millennial voters will play a key role. If you're 22 to 40, there is nothing better that happened to you than Donald Trump. I love this. You know why this guy wrote this op-ed in the LA Times? You want to know why that op-ed was written? Because it was a warning to Democrats that Donald Trump is winning over the millennial generation. You want to know why? These were the kids who were trapped in their parents' basements. They could, talking about, Barack Obama was talking about giving them extended insurance. Not even coverage, but extended insurance. Don't go to the doctor, by the way, on Obamacare, and Donald Trump comes in and says, how about jobs? You guys want some jobs? No, you know what? You want some good-paying jobs? I got them for you. That's the difference. That's why this article was written, because somebody's sounding the alarm bell to the Democrats saying, we better get off our butts. And he's not wrong, he or she,
this
whoever wrote the
Kevin
article.
Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I am going to discuss these Democrats in and of themselves a little bit further, as we've already done this hour. But I want to play this clip from Howard Stern. He's interviewing Hillary Clinton. And I got to tell you, I lost a lot of respect for Howard Stern when he and Robin tried to skewer me when I called the Kavanaugh accusers, when I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. I've subsequently said it because, you know, I don't have any problem saying it. People warned me not to say it, so I decided I would say it, and I'd say it often. And I don't think of skank as a woman. I think of a skank as anybody who will intentionally try to destroy somebody over a lie. That, to me, is skanky behavior. And I make no apologies for it. It's not a dirty word. It's not a bad word. It's used all the time. We started chronicling when it was used in TV shows. And it's crazy how many times that word's been used in TV shows. But I lose a gig over that, and I tweeted it. And oh, by the way, it happens to be true. Anyway, Howard Stern is sucking up to Hillary Clinton. I lost respect for this clown. This is a man who's built his career on smut. Smut. They call him a shock jock. It's 13-year-old boy humor. And you know what? I don't decry that people like it and have fun with it, and it made this man millions and millions of dollars. But that doesn't make him smart. And so anyway, he goes after me. He goes after Joe Piscopo, who I did an interview with. They're friends. He goes after Joe, criticizes how Joe does his show, and then decides he's going to suck up to Hillary Clinton. And here's the interview, and I'm going to get back to Warren when we come back from this.
You know, I went to the inauguration of Donald Trump, which was one of the hardest days of my life, to be honest.
I am consumed with that. I was thinking about you that day. I was watching you more than I was watching Trump. First of all, I don't even know how you get past. You got 3 million more votes than the guy.
I did, right.
In my mind, you won the election. The Electoral College, I can't explain that. I think it was for some farmer who felt that his rights were going to be denied. But the majority of the people in the country voted for you.
You're right.
You got the job done.
Right.
When you're standing there watching this guy, what the hell is going through your head? Are you just, I would imagine you were on antidepressants that day.
You know, here's how I felt about it. I mean, obviously, I was crushed. I was disappointed. And I was really surprised because I couldn't figure out what had happened.
And you hadn't even written a losing speech when you lost that.
No.
You had only had victory in mind.
No. And everything was pointed in that direction. So when he's going to be inaugurated, I was going as a former first lady.
Right.
That was the reason I was there. I was no longer in the Senate. I was the Secretaries of State don't usually attend. So I was.
But your sense of duty is,
yes.
My husband was president, I was
right.
First lady,
right.
And this is what we say to the country, this continuity.
That is exactly how I felt. And a lot of people said to me, don't put yourself through that, don't go. And I said, look, I ran for president because I love this country. I wanted to serve this country. I thought I would have been a really good president. I want him
would have
to,
been, you would have been spectacular.
Well,
with
I
all
hope
your
so.
Experience,
yeah, I hope
foreign
so.
Affairs.
Yep, but
would
I,
you be crushing NATO right now? I don't think so.
No, we need them. But
so
I,
you're
but,
standing up there.
So I said to myself, I said to everybody who talked to me about it. Look, I hope he's going to be a better president than I think he will be. I'm worried about it, but I'm going to do everything I can. As I told him when I called him, you know, that terrible night. And
oh, you
said,
did call him.
Oh,
that.
I did. I said, look, you know, Donald, I want you to be a good president. I will do whatever I can to help you. So, you know, we're in that period.
Was he
period.
Gracious or was he a sore woman?
He was so shocked he couldn't. I mean, he
could barely
really
form a sentence.
He was as shocked as you.
Right.
He was more shocked than me, I think.
Wow. He was shocked.
Yeah, he was shocked.
Right.
And so when I got there, you know, go ahead, get out there. You put on the best face possible. And I'm, you know, Bill and I are sitting with George and Laura Bush. And then he started on that speech, which was so bizarre. And that's when I got really worried. I thought, wait a minute.
If this isn't rational.
It's not rational, but it's also not, it's not politics. It's not what a president does. A president is supposed to try to reach out to people who weren't for
right.
him or her. You're supposed to say, okay, I'm going to be the president of everyone, those who supported me and those who didn't, because we're going to pull the country together. I'd hoped that I would hear a little of that. I didn't hear any of that. And then that carnage in the street and the dark dystopian vision, I was sitting there like just, wow, couldn't believe it. George W. Bush says to me, well, that was some weird shit.
Wow.
So there you have it. You have Hack Howard Stern and his sidekick Robin, and they're just yakking it up. Oh, Electoral College. I can't explain that. You've got the majority of the people voted for you. I mean, if you don't understand the Electoral College, you shouldn't even be allowed to vote. I mean, it's so simple. Look, I'm going to make it as simple as I can for you. Without the Electoral College, nobody gives a crap about Idaho. They don't give a crap about Rhode Island. They don't give a crap. The little states that aren't populated, that won't even get a visit. The only places that would get visit would be cities. That would be the only politics that matter. Do you want your politics dictated by big cities? It's that simple. Idiots. It's like the three-fifths compromise. When people get up, I'm like, you people are idiots. They don't even want to dig in deep and understand the three-fifths compromise. Anyway, he goes on, he tells her, so you hadn't even written a loser's speech. No, I hadn't counted. All the polls were indicating otherwise. Yeah. And also, the fix was in. And then he goes on, and here's what he says. You wouldn't be crushing NATO, I bet you. Crushing NATO. Donald Trump got $130 billion contributed to NATO with a promise by 2024 of $400 billion more. And you know what he asked NATO to do? Pay your frickin' bills. But Hillary Clinton wouldn't be crushing them. She wouldn't be telling them pay their bills. And she says, no, I wouldn't. This is the stuff that makes Howard Stern an important guy in politics. He's an idiot. Wow. And then Hillary Clinton says, I called him. He was shocked. He wasn't shocked at winning. He was shocked that you called. And of course, she goes on to talk about, his crazy speech and this, that, and the other, and on. And that, keep in mind, folks, this interview happened a week ago. And Hillary Clinton has the gall to talk about the craziness of Trump. The craziness of Trump to get $130 billion from NATO and $400 billion commitment. The craziness of Trump to negotiate the largest arms package, to Saudi Arabia. $350 billion to protect themselves so we can pull out of the region, right? That's sanity. The sanity that is addressing an $800 billion trade deficit. I could imagine Howard Stern saying, you wouldn't be penalizing our partner countries by making them, give us fair trade, would you? No, not me. Wouldn't dare do that. Why would I dare represent America's interests? And I could go on. Shocked. Keep in mind, there are people out there in a Democratic Party who want Hillary Clinton to run. They want her back in the race. So do I. I'd love to see Trump beat Hillary Clinton again. They want Barack Obama. I wish Barack Obama could run so we could watch Trump whoop his bony butt. I wish we could. We're not going to get that opportunity. I listen to these types of interviews. I listen to people that supposedly are in the know. These are people that have made a lot of money. And they know nothing. They know nothing. Howard Stern didn't dare. Hillary Clinton, I don't even know why she's out there. For the record, let me just say this. Howard Stern doesn't have a fraction of the power that he used to have in interviewing. Not a fraction. He got a sweet deal for radio with Sirius. Those days are over. Howard Stern, if they renegotiate his contract right now, he would get a fraction of what he got before. When it expires, he won't get anywhere near. Nobody cares about him. And I don't know, why make the trend? Does he think Hillary Clinton coming on his show is going to help? And I know I said I was going to talk about Elizabeth Warren, but we're too far into the segment. I'll talk about it tomorrow. But here's my point. Democrats, they got woes all over the place. Even when they have the conversations, they don't know what they're talking about. You wouldn't be crushing NATO, would you? No, not me. How dare I get the $130 billion they promised and the $400 billion Trump got them to commit to by 2024? How dare I do that on behalf of the United States? Why shouldn't I burden the American taxpayer with continuing to pay for the lack of funds that everybody else is putting in? Why is it that the United States is forcing its allies to actually live up to their commitments that they promised? How dare Donald Trump make them do that? And they wonder why people take Donald Trump seriously. They got their answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.